From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Obama is on his way to India, but the White House announced he's cutting his trip short. As NPR's Julie McCarthy reports, his new itinerary will take him to Saudi Arabia Tuesday.
The White House says President Obama has shortened his India visit to travel to Riyadh to pay respects to the royal family. The ailing King Abdullah died this past week, and his brother Salman has ascended the throne. While the president bypasses elaborate preparations for his tour of the Taj Mahal, he will be the chief guest at the 66th Republic Day Parade on Monday, a rare honor symbolizing the new closeness in U.S.-India ties. The president attends a wreath-laying ceremony at the tomb of Mahatma Gandhi Sunday, followed by an expanded meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The two are expected to cover issues from global terrorism to climate change. Modi then hosts a state dinner. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.
Russian-backed militias in eastern Ukraine say they are carrying out an assault on a key port city. As NPR's Corey Flintoff reports, Ukrainian officials say at least 29 people have been killed by militia rocket fire.
Russian media are quoting militia leader Alexander Zaharchenko as saying the attack on the port city of Mariupol has begun. Mariupol's mayor says the militants carried out several rocket attacks on the city, firing indiscriminately at residential areas. He says homes, a market, and a kindergarten have been hit. Russian President Vladimir Putin denies that his country has supplied weapons or fighters to the militants. NATO says the militants could never have obtained so many sophisticated heavy weapons without getting them from Russia. The UN says more than 5,000 people have been killed in the fighting since April. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
California judges will no longer be able to participate in the Boy Scouts organization. As Nathan Rott reports, the California Supreme Court voted to prohibit state judges from participating with the Boy Scouts because the group openly discriminates against gays.
The Boy Scouts of America changed their rules about a year ago, allowing openly gay youth to participate in the organization. But the Boy Scouts still prohibit gay and lesbians to serve as youth leaders. That was the impetus for the California Supreme Court to take action. California is one of 47 states that ban judges from joining discriminatory groups. The state also bars groups that show bias on the basis of sexual orientation. There had been an exception to the rule for nonprofit youth organizations, like the Boy Scouts, but the Supreme Court ended that with a vote last week. California judges have until next January to comply. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Alabama is the latest state to have a court rule in favor of same-sex marriage, but the state's attorney general is asking the federal judge to stay the ruling after the U.S. Supreme Court agreed to take up the issue during this term. A spokesman for the governor says he's disappointed. This is NPR News. 50 years ago today, Winston Churchill died at the age of 90. From London, Larry Miller reports his legacy is being remembered throughout the country.
Sir Winston Churchill is known as Britain's cigar-chomping Second World War Prime Minister who inspired his country to fight the Nazis to the end.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches.
Churchill's political career spanned 50 years. Some say he plunged Britain into the Great Depression. He opposed Irish and Indian independence and detested Gandhi. Yet, in a poll, the British voted Churchill the greatest Briton of all time. His grandson, Nicholas Soames, spoke to Sky News.
I think he'd have loathed and had absolute contempt for spin and the way so much is run in politics today.
Events marking Churchill's death include a remembrance service next week in Parliament. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
More than 1,000 social conservatives gathered in Des Moines, Iowa today for the Freedom Forum. Among the potential candidates, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, and Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who called for the abolition of the Internal Revenue Service.
We need tax reform. And the most important tax reform we can do is we need to abolish the IRS.
He also challenged participants to back only presidential candidates with a proven conservative track record. The gathering is considered the unofficial launch of the next campaign for the Iowa caucuses. Two high-profile potential candidates missing, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.